Faith is stepping out. You don't have to have faith in something you've got. You've got to step out. Goes back to the songs that Neil and his crew picked. We have to trust. We have to trust. You know, the word trust, they didn't have any idea where I was going, by the way. And it's just amazing. Trust is knowing or making it your default. You say, well, what do you mean by default? Default is a computer term that means it goes back to the norm. It goes back to where it started. It goes back to where it's shaped. It goes back to where it's designed. And trust is coming to that place in your life where no matter what is going on, you go through the emotional side of everything. But you still have to come to that place of going, now wait a minute. I'm going back to knowing and trusting in you. In the song, Trust and Obey, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That just says it like it is. The title of the message today is, maybe you've seen it on Facebook, is Toxic or Life. And it's an interesting thing. You know, God gives us the victory always. I have found that the battlefield, one of Joyce Meyer's favorite sayings was, the battlefield's in your mind. And that is where it's at. Because I don't care what's going on in your life. If you've thought wrong thoughts, it's going to direct you the wrong way. Caroline Leaf has wrote 2-3 books on your thought life and your mind. And I have gleaned the latest one that I've been kind of thumbing through, because it's got words about this long. But still, the principle is so true. Folks, whatever you're thinking on, wherever you take your thoughts, you are going to go there.
That's right.
I mean, the mind is designed that way. It's designed to take those thoughts. But see, there is so much sin in the world now that we see, we feel, we hear, we witness sin going on all of the time. And it's getting to where we think that's normal. That's not normal for the Christian. But the problem is, we've got to understand how this all works. See, Proverbs 4:23, you know, back up. 1 Peter 5:8 is the one I'm kicking off from. It says, the enemy he's always looking for someone to devour. Okay, if he's looking for someone to devour, then he's looking for what he can use to devour you. And if he can get your thought life, and that's what's going on in the world right now, I don't care. If you watch the news, you're not hearing the truth. You're hearing bits and pieces, but remember, the newspapers, the news, the articles, the books, everything that you're taking in is influencing how you're feeling. And that's why Jackie commented, the answer to everything in life is right here. And right here is what we've got to get to, where it's the... See, the enemy wants to come in. It literally says that there's inroads that he uses to get into our mind. Well, that's the area I want to talk about today, because, see, I've got to guard my mind. I have that responsibility to guard my mind. Now, in this culture we're living in now, it's so difficult, you'd almost have to go into a cave. But then you've still got your mind to deal with. So we've got to come to a place of having a better understanding of what's going on. See, Romans 12:2 tells us not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, what does it mean to be conformed? Well, to be conformed is to have boundaries. To be conformed is like if you pour concrete. If you don't put forms around the concrete, it's going to go wherever it wants, and then once it sets in place, it is formed. And that's what you've got. So what is happening to all of us? Now, you can say, well, that's not bothering me. I'm sorry. Everybody is to some degree conformed to the world we're in. We're supposed to be passing through, But it's still very difficult. It doesn't matter what you watch on television. It doesn't matter what you hear. It doesn't matter what the political agenda. It doesn't. You are still being, to a degree, conformed. And that's the part that's destroying us. But see, we've got a word that tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that I'm a new creature in Christ. Now, I got saved at 12 years old in a little Methodist church. So without me understanding and knowing, I was conformed to the way that church was. Because we went to church. We went to church every time the doors were open. That's just how we were. We went, but in that, I was conformed to their way. But I was still conformed. I can call it this, because many will understand this. I ran with the color crew. So in running with the color crew, I was conformed to some of the things that they did. Some of the ways they talked. It's no different than when I worked at the coal mines. If there wasn't a cuss word two or three times in a sentence, then they didn't talk. They didn't know how. Being around that, it's no different than the prison. Being around that, you, without meaning to, you are being conformed to that lifestyle. That, why? Because every senses that you've got, your touch, your taste, your feel, your smell, everything that comes in, your hearing, starts conforming you and brings you to a place of that's who you become. That's why it's so vital that we come to the understanding that we are new creatures in Christ. Old things have passed away. That doesn't mean it's gone. I'm new inside. But this thing's my problem. And I can get born again, and I did at 12 years old, but I was never taught who I am in Christ. I was never taught that I have a new heart. I was never taught that He never leaves me, forsakes me. I was never taught that I'm victorious. I was never taught. So I lived saved. Things were different for a while. But because I didn't get right teaching, I lived more in the world than I did like I was supposed to. I struggled more with, and I can't even tell you how insecure I was. And I've shared the story before. I was too young when I was in sports, and I was always, if there was nine players in baseball, I was 10 or 11. And when I went in, everybody knew no matter what the situation, I was going to strike out. So you walk in with your head down thinking you can't do it. Now I know I can do it. And now I know I can walk off with life. And now I know I can trust in God. And now I know that I've got to trust and obey because there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. I know that now, but that still doesn't mean I'm not still battling with the conformity that I had before. We've got to recognize that He's got this, but we've got to get rid of these old habits. We've got to recognize our position. You know, Galatians, my glasses. They must be in the office. You'll have to get them. Let me try this while he's going. No, let's don't try this. If they're not there, we're in trouble. No, we're not. No, that's all right. Galatians 4, chapter 5. Is he coming? I may have laid them down where he don't know where they're at. All right, I've got it wrote down. All right, it says, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, glasses, that's not the ones, yeah, that's the ones, that'll work. I still say, the older we get, the better we were. Envy, murder, drunkenness, rivalries, and the like. of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But now listen, this is the real me. The rest of that is our old way. The rest of that, and maybe you're out there and you're not born again. If you're not born again, chapter 22 on is not you. You may have a little fruit of the Spirit, but it's not fruit of the Spirit. It's just you've been taught a little bit right. But I have, and you have if you're born again. I have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I have all of those. But see, when I was raised, I was raised with fears, insecurities, ways of the world, not realizing that that was death in all of that. Was it exciting at times? Absolutely. That's how the enemy plays the game. But it still doesn't bring me life. It's toxic. It's toxic.
Yes, it is.
It's toxic. Now, the truth is, I don't want to live toxic because that will destroy me. I want to have life. And to have life, I've got to have truth. And to have truth, I've got to recognize the Word. And I've got to know the Word. But now listen, in Caroline Leaf's book, she describes how we grow trees and branches. I've got another way of explaining it, I think helped me more. Between Brad's home and my home, there's a waterway. And it has washed out so bad that you could drive a car off in it. It's that deep down toward the bottom. Your thoughts are like that waterway. Everything from my driveway, from his driveway, runs to that. My thoughts as old made ruts. Anytime I thought about the wrong thing, it went back to that same rut. Now listen to me. From there it flowed down and it would pool. And in that pool, it would have boundaries. But in those boundaries, it was made by my wrong thoughts. Those wrong thoughts had an area of my life. So anytime our mind, listen folks, our mind molds. Literally in the technical side of it, it's called plasticity. Your mind will change. It's supposed to be that way, so it will get renewed. So what I have to do is when I have a wrong thought, I can't put it in that valley that runs down to that pool of all those wrong thoughts. Because see, every time I stay there, it's kind of like the memory you have in your computer. We said something about the Dodgers and sports. My phone went ding, ding, ding. It was the call from ESPN knowing that I had just spoke about baseball. You have a pool of wrong thoughts. You have a valley that took them there. We've got to change the valley. We've got to start speaking the right things over us. We've got to start speaking life over us. We've got to start speaking what the Word says about you. We know not to do those things. We know the Word tells us that it's death. We know that Jesus died for all of that. We know that we've already been forgiven. So we've got to speak. When we have a wrong thought, we've got to 2 Corinthians 10:5, we've got to take hold of that thought. We've got to go, no. And we've got to be in this Word enough to know that when we have a wrong thought, we go to the Word. We go to the answer. We know He takes care of us. We know it. I've got to make a rut as big as that rut I've got in wrong living. I've got to make a rut at that big in the Word of God. That's what transforms. That's what renews. I can't be conformed to that pool of filth that we were all still in. Folks, you're all looking at me like, whatever the biggest thing that had you, the biggest sin you were involved in, it doesn't take but one word or one thought, and you can go right back in it because that pool's still there. But see, when we start taking the thoughts that Jesus has for us, when we start recognizing the new covenant where this is all that stuff's passed away. I don't have to discuss it. I don't have to think about it. I've been forgiven. I just have to say, I believe that you died for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My repentance is turning around. My repentance is not putting more in that ditch. I'm telling you what, we have to throw brush in that ditch all year round. And it still works its way and washes out. But see, if I would put the stuff that's life in my life, when someone comes against me and offends me, I have to immediately let it go and forgive. You know where it read you won't have the kingdom of God? If you live that way before Jesus, you will not have no kingdom of God. You're going to hell. But these things come up in our lives, and I don't have the kingdom of God when I'm mad at somebody. Well, what do you mean? Did he leave you? No, he don't leave you. I don't have peace. I don't have joy. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I can't flow in the Holy Spirit in me if I live any of this above that I had read to you. If I live in adultery, there's no way the Holy Spirit's going to allow me to have peace. Because I'm not flowing in joy. I'm not flowing in any of that that gives me the kingdom of God. Once I'm born again, I have that check in my spirit. I have that lovely spirit, that Holy Spirit talking to me always. I don't care what your age is. I don't care if you're 95 or you're 2. He's going to take care of you. He's going to show you. And he says, Ron, stop watching those kind of movies. Ron, stop having those kind of thoughts. Ron, stop thinking that way. Ron, quit being insecure. You're secure in Christ. Ron, see, he took the dirty and made it clean. He made the old and he made it new. I feel like crap sometimes. Can I say that? But I'm not. I'm not. I feel like I've let people down sometimes, but I really haven't. Because Christ uses all things. I may say the wrong thing sometimes, but that's not really me. That's that old guy. I'm not fighting him because I'm really new. It's just I got to clear up. It says to not be conformed to the world, which we all were, you know, unless you got saved at birth and then did nothing but read the word and didn't talk to anybody, see anybody, didn't have no feelings, no emotions, no hurts, no heartaches. But see, that's when you start getting stronger, when you see it work. Trust and obey. What a testimony. They knew something was missing in their lives. That doesn't make where they were at that didn't make them bad. That's just everybody's in different places. And you got to come to that place where you got to start putting the thoughts. See, the thoughts bring the words. And the words bring the actions. And the actions bring the habits. And the habits create your destiny. And if I'm in a rut all the time, if I'm in pornography, if I'm in wrong thoughts towards people, if I'm having relationships outside of marriage, that's got to be such a common thing now. It doesn't make it right. There's destruction in that. Do it God's way and watch how much more blessed you'll be. Do it God's way and see how much more joy you have. Do it God's way and understand how much more peace you have in your life. Do it God's way and recognize you're in the kingdom of God and you have righteousness, you have peace, and you have joy. But you say, well, I'm already righteous in Christ. That's right, you are. But you're going to lose peace and joy if you're not living in the Word. You say, well, you're telling me I have to read the Word? No. Only if you want good in your life. You want to live in those ruts that you didn't mean to dig them. Your mind is just that way. Your mind makes an avenue. fact, folks. It makes an avenue. It grows a tree. It grows branches. So whatever you're feeding it, that's what you're growing. I want it transformed. It says by the renewing of your mind. So I've got to start paying attention more of what I say, what I do. You say, well, now you're getting under law. No. I'm trusting and obeying. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Because there's joy. There's happiness. There's life. He's got it all taken care of. It's a great thing. And the more I do it, the less runs down this stream, this stream of destruction. The more I'm over here, I'm making a new one. I'm diverting my thoughts in a new canal, in a new rut. My pool is joy. My pool is peace. My pool is love. And I react more because I'm in here. And this one over here, in time, just starts filling up with just junk and debris. And water doesn't even run down it because it's diverted over to my right side. I have now renewed my mind. I'm now transformed. I'm now that new creature in Christ that it says I am. I am now that. But I've got a responsibility. Don't sit out there and say, well, I never have a bad thought. Don't sit out there and say, I know it all. We've got to always be digging and always be hungry for the truth of the word and the truth. You imagine, look, Paul was killing the Christians. And then he had a revelation. No, that's not me, really. I was a slave to sin. Now I'm a slave to righteousness. I want to live walking in that. You know, Philippians, I love this scripture. Philippians 4, thank you for my glasses, Stanley. If you read this really slow, he says, finally, brethren. So what is he saying? This last thing I have for you, listen to this. He says, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Hey, did you hear me? It didn't say the negative side. It didn't say the junk. It didn't say to think on those things and quit trying to do it. It's kind of like you're dieting, everybody. Whatever you say you're not going to do, you're going to do. Dieting is, I can eat what I want, but I choose not to eat that. Think on the good things about people. If you can't find anything good, then turn your face and look at somebody else. You know, surely they've got one good feature. They got good hair, they got good teeth. Think on good things about people. Think on good things about you. Because see, whatever you think you are, if you think you're a crummy, you're going to think everybody else is. We've got to recognize who we are in Christ. 2 Corinthians, I love this scripture. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, we are being transformed. Transformed. It's kind of like her butterflies. There's a transformation that takes place in that ugly little worm. Everything that little worm is carrying will turn that little worm into a butterfly. Metamorphosis, same word. I want to be transformed. Listen to what it says. It says, we are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. We start stepping into that place of who we really are in Christ, recognizing everything you need is in you. All the influences that these young people have on an ongoing basis. this thing that all of us carry around, it's like our hand is new now. It's like it can't, we can't do anything like this. Be careful. Young people, be careful. There's a lot of stuff in there. But if it doesn't line up, and if it doesn't flow, everybody, with this right here, then we are filling that rut, that bad rut that goes to that nasty pool. We're filling it with junk, junk. And every time we listen to me. Every time we respond in life, if we have not started working on being transformed, we're going to pull out of that pool, because that's how the computer works. You're going back to the default. And we've got to, is it work? Yes, it's work. But pretty soon, it gets better and better and better, and you can have a wrong thought and you just go, eh. John and I were talking in the office, and we were talking about something, and he turned my little sign around that says let it go. Didn't say nothing. I'm going to throw something at him. But it's the truth. How easy we get caught up in this rut over here. I was watching a special last night on Mars, and they know that way back there was water on Mars. You say, well, how do they know that? Because there's ruts running to a pool. It's dry now. But I don't want those in my life. I want to make them so big in the Word that everything that falls in my life runs to that. And then my pool is life. Instead of giving someone toxic information, I give them truth. I give them life. It's the same with everybody. Everybody out here wants this, but it takes a little effort. We have to trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Crew, why don't you come on up and let's close out. God has got great things for everybody here. You know, here and on internet, if you've never asked Jesus to be Lord of your life, what I'm telling you today, you don't even understand, because the truth to change you is right here. Give your heart to Jesus. Believe he died for your sin. Believe he rose again. Thank him that he's forgiven you. Repent. Recognize, okay, this is not right. I'm turning around in my life. I'm going the other way. Trust in him and watch what God does in your life.